It's 12:03. We're calling this meeting to order. Is anybody here for public comment today? Asking once, asking twice, asking three times. Public comment section is closed. Moving on to the approval of the minutes from May 11th, 2022. Do I have a motion and a second?
So moved, Lori.
Go ahead, Lori. Second, John Coleman.
Thanks, Lori. Seconded by John. Any questions or comments on those? All those in approval signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to correspondence and handouts.
Mayor, we don't have anything additional. The only handout we have today is relates to item number 8 later on our agenda.
Great, we'll talk about it then. All right, Matt, then I'll turn it over to you for any remarks and your report.
Great, thank you all. I do have an oral report to present today on a handful of topics. We are meeting exclusively virtual today, and we thought that made the most sense because we're gonna have an executive session. And also we have a tour of the Hartford Windsor Riverfront Park and Riverwalk at 2 p.m. today. And I think some of you are attending and we didn't wanna have a situation where you were coming in and going back to your offices and then coming back to the area. So we decided to be exclusively virtual today. I want to thank Mayor Stewart for hosting our recent event at Alvarium Brewing in New Britain. Thought we had good attendance and it was great to see everyone and, you know, in an effort to build relationships and get to know one another. And the mayor and I have talked about doing more of that. So our tour today, which I just mentioned, it's scheduled for 2 p.m. It's not too late to join us if you haven't already. And this is going to be to take a look at Riverfront Recapture's planned park and riverwalk on the Hartford-Windsor line. And we're going to meet on location at 100 Meadow Road in Windsor. It's just off the highway, very easy to find. If you are planning to come out, you know, make sure you're wearing the right footwear. And tour would last about 1.5 to 2 hours. And our staff recently went on this tour and learned a lot and found it to be very informative. So hopefully many of you can make it. Moving on, wanted to highlight the good work of our Municipal Services Committee chaired by Peter Souza. They will hold their next meeting on October 18th at noon. And the committee will be talking about the potential for regional fair rent commissions. As you all may know, communities with a population of 25,000 or more now have to have an established fair rent commission in place. I've heard from some communities, you know, that they've had difficulty with respect to recruiting people to serve on that committee, staffing the committee, et cetera. So we just want to talk a little bit to see if there's any potential for establishing a regional body. And our attorney, Bob DiCrescenzo, does think we could do that via an interlocal agreement. And then secondly, we're going to begin a conversation about stormwater management, which I know is a big issue for many of us. All of our towns have to deal with MS4, and some of us have a variety of other issues to contend with too. So we're going to talk about local approaches to stormwater management and maybe the potential for some regional strategies too. That committee is doing a lot of good work, and I really would encourage everyone on the executive committee, if you haven't assigned someone to attend the MSC, please do so, because that's where a lot of our important work is happening, in addition to our other good committees. Moving on, our strategic planning, strategic playbook work that we want to do. We put out an RFQ this summer, received a number of responses. Pauline, Elizabeth Sanderson, and I are reviewing them now. We'll be interviewing potential consultants soon, really looking for a good, strong facilitator who can assist us with this work. And Lyle Ray has strongly advised me, you know, focus on challenges and opportunities for the region. We'll certainly do that, And we're also going to take a look at our organizational culture as well. But, you know, we want to engage in this to identify our priorities for the next 3 to 5 years. You know, I think it's very, very important. Next item, the Safe Streets for All grant. As you know, as I reported at the recent policy board meeting, we did submit, well, we submitted two grants on behalf of the region. One, CROG submitted a planning grant to update our regional safety plan. And that's very, very important for this grant, because all of the applications need to tie into the plan. And then secondly, the town of Farmington really stepped up and took the lead on submitting a 5-town application that in total is about $22.5 million. So that is year one. You know, we're going to have 5 years of this, and really would like to see even greater participation next year. And I know that the 20% match can be a challenge for many of us, especially our smaller towns. And I would encourage all of you, as you're going into budget preparation season, is just around the corner, as we all know, as you're working on your capital improvement program, you know, whether you have a 3-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan, what have you, if you can keep the opportunities available under the bipartisan infrastructure law in mind, like Safe Streets for All, and look to budget your match or incorporate your match in the CIP. You know, this coming budget session will be the time to do that. A few other things, Mayor, I wanted to touch on. I know this is a bit disparate here, but some important items. I have reached out to David Griggs, the head of Metro Hartford, who I believe many of us know. You may have read that David, his organization, is setting up a working group to look at repurposing vacant office space. We know how the pandemic has certainly impacted many of our commercial office spaces here in the capital city and other communities. And I really see a role for CROG to play in this effort too, especially when it comes to convening conversations with our municipal officials. So I've reached out to David, and will be involved in their work as well. And we'll keep the policy board apprised of our status and our efforts, and when we want to get together as a region to talk about this very, very important topic. Yesterday, I was fortunate to attend a very informative meeting with the OPM secretary, Jeffrey Beckham, who's been in the role for some months. He's worked for the state for a good long time. I think he has an interest in continuing the role, you know, in the role, pending on the election, et cetera. But he was very, very supportive of COGS and regional efforts for service sharing, how we can do more regionally in the future. So the COG directors, we all had a good conversation with Secretary Beckham and his staff yesterday. Very, very encouraging. Next topic, I wanted to let you know that one of our new staff members, Elizabeth Sanderson, and I, we've been spending a fair amount of time on the topic of workforce development, in particular, workforce development for the public sector. The state's doing a lot of great work on this topic. Most of that is focused on the private sector, and we understand that and the reasons for that. But we're also looking at, we all know, we're all facing the challenges to recruit and retain qualified public sector employees. So Elizabeth and I are participating in a work group that the DAS has convened specific to building inspection. I know Peter Souza is involved in that. I believe Jim Rupert as well. And then on November 4th, I'm going to be sending an invitation out to you shortly if you haven't received it already. On November 4th, in consultation or in collaboration with UConn School of Public Policy and Capital Workforce Partners, on November 4th, we're going to hold a summit at the Hartford Public Library specific to this topic. And we're going to have a couple of breakout panels featuring state and local officials talking about this. We're going to have a keynote address from one of the assistant secretaries from the U.S. Department of Labor. And this will be in collaboration with a meeting of the National Association of Public Administration. which Professor Mohammed Al-Qadri, who many of us know, the head of the School of Public Policy, he's a NAPA fellow and a member. So we're going to combine efforts here to have a good conversation about workforce development in the public sector. You know, what are the issues we're facing now? And then more importantly, what are going to be our strategies moving forward? Just a couple more things, Mayor. Wanted to inform you of the status of the Regional Performance Incentive Program grants. As you all may recall, some months ago, the policy board authorized the submission of four grants, four applications, one related to economic development, one related to animal control, one related to inspection services, and one related to assessment. We found out after the fact that there is a relatively new requirement that member towns who are participating do need to identify any bargaining units that may be potentially impacted. So we received some advice from OPM on how to best handle that task. And Pauline, I want to thank her. She's taken the lead. She's reached out to all the member towns who have an interest in submitting one of these applications. They've made the appropriate notice requirements. We have the documentation we now need to submit to OPM. One concern I do have here, though, I am a little worried that this notification requirement can be a little bit of a chilling effect if people are concerned as to how it may impact labor relations or the labor management relationship in their home community. And unfortunately, you know, some of our member towns have now declined to participate in the application, perhaps for that reason. So that was some feedback I shared with OPM Secretary yesterday. And then let me close with a couple of updates on organizational matters. We have a couple recruitments underway, one underway, and then some other things we're working on. As you probably all know by now, Laura Quintiliani, our former administrative assistant, left us a month or so ago to take a great opportunity in the private sector in the Boston area. You know, we all wish Laura the best. She did a very good job here for a couple of years. She's moved on to other opportunities, and we're busy recruiting for her replacement. And we've bumped up the skill set a little bit, and we're recruiting for an executive assistant. I will be interviewing two finalists later this week, and hopefully we'll be able to appoint someone soon. And one of the tasks I'm going to assign to that person will be to ask them to help me develop an orientation program for all new policy board members and other new committee members, because I really think we could benefit from that. Secondly, Pauline and I are looking at and Tracy Malafant, we're looking at our needs in the finance office, particularly when the RAISE grant comes on board. You know, we may be recruiting in that area soon as well. We'll keep the Personnel and Finance Committee informed, as well as the policy board. And then last but certainly not least, Rob and Pauline and I are looking at the area of community development. We have not filled Tim Malone's position as of yet. You know, Rob and I really wanted to focus on bringing in our BIL coordinators, principal program managers. We brought on Elizabeth and Kyle Shields. They're doing a great job. And now we want to move forward to fill that vacancy. And it's going to be very important to me that, you know, we work, and I think we can do even a little bit more to support our land use community. And I think we're doing a really good job on the transportation planning side, supporting the MPO, but also want to focus on supporting our land use community. And I know we're a diverse region. We've got rural towns, suburban towns, and urban centers, and they all have some different needs with respect to land use planning, as well as some commonalities. So really looking for a strong addition to that team. So that completes my report, Mayor. I know that was a lot, and I'm happy to take any questions that you and others might have.
Thanks very much, Matt. That was a lot, but that was really great stuff. I just chimed in the chat box about the Regional Fair Rent Commission. Ours has been in existence since 2012, and I think it's met maybe three times, just to put it in perspective how frequent in a city like New Britain. However, I also have intervention staff that tried to mitigate any landlord and tenant problems before it would need to go there. Just a point of information if anyone's interested.
Thank you.
Anyone have any question for Matt? Fantastic. I'll also echo, thanks everybody who came out to Alvarium. We had fun. We're going to do it again. We'll figure out another brewery or place where to go. That was great. I would like to turn it over to Mayor Moran.
So Mayor Moran was unable to make it at the last minute. Matt, do you want to review this or do you want me to do a quick overview?
Well, I can certainly introduce the topic, Pauline, then turn it over to you. So it's going to be very, very important to me to have a review process for my performance that the board engages in on a regular basis. Tony Moran is the chair of our Personnel and Finance Committee. Pauline and I have been in communication with her for a couple of months now, just in terms of developing some options for a performance review instrument. I think it's going to be important to Tony and others that, you know, whatever instrument we decide to use, and we don't have one in place right now that the board had utilized for a while, but whatever instrument we use in the future, one that's going to be something that's not too daunting for the rater, right? We want the rater to use it, but we also want whatever comes out of that to be meaningful for me and other members of the executive team. So we've presented a few options to Tony, one in particular that is very focused on goals and objectives. You know, the board working through the Personnel and Finance Committee and then the Executive Committee would adopt a set of goals and objectives for me on an annual basis. And then when it comes time for the annual performance review, you know, you would do the rating accordingly. And we're thinking in terms of who would be engaged in that process. Obviously, the Personnel and Finance Committee, you know, they took the lead in the past. Also want to involve the Executive Committee to the extent to which members are interested and available to do that, as well as other policy board members as well. So let me pause there and ask Pauline to elaborate. Thank you.
No, I think that's correct. I think the plan is at this point in time for the Personnel Finance Committee to meet in the first week of November. I think starting next fiscal year, the objectives will be developed a little bit sooner, and then bring those objectives to the policy board at either the November meeting or the December meeting. And in the spring, an evaluation tool would be shared with the Personnel Finance Committee and Executive Committee members who wish to participate in that evaluation tool. And an opportunity for policy board members who don't fall under that category, which actually is not very many, would also have the opportunity if they wish to go through that tool. The Personnel Finance Committee would then compile that and share that information with Matt and then any recommendations from that would come to this committee.
Any questions?
I don't know if there's any perspective from policy board members who might have been involved in this in the past, perhaps served on Personnel and Finance Committee.
Good.
I'll just say it sounds like a good process.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
What I think is most important is that we have a process. Good step.
Good.
All right. We'll move on to item 7, believe I need a motion to enter into executive session.
Mayor, I have a suggestion, and I apologize for not catching this earlier.
That's okay.
We could save executive session for the end. You know, we don't have any other business under number nine, but we could touch on the quarterly finance report first under number eight, and then wrap up with executive session.
That's totally fine. Then we'll go into turn it over back to Pauline for the quarterly finance report.
So in your handouts, there's a quarterly finance report, and it will be.
Last week you weren't here, so I.
It's very briefly. So on the left hand side, you see our budget. It's very high level, so it's not even divided by on an individual project basis because that was a little bit too long. It's divided by broad categories within the different departments or different areas. And then on the right-hand side is our current revenue and expenses as of the end of September 30th. I would say that we are on track. The reason why you see revenues being lower than the budget is we generally do, because we're on a reimbursement basis for a lot of our grants, we do not request a lot of the activity and the revenues will happen later on in the year, and for the state grant, such as the regional services grant, we actually just got notification of the executed agreement, so we will be getting that money this quarter. And I'm happy to take any questions on the report. John has his hand up. I see.
Just wondering. Do we run into cash flow problems because of this lag in payment?
We do not. We have about we do not. We have no. The short answer is no. Our cash flow is well positioned.
I'm just wondering about the other councils of governments in the state. Do they have that issue? Because I'm just wondering, the state really pushing regionalism, but if their cash flow is making them take out the short-term loans and other things, is that an issue the executive directors of COGS need to discuss to try to get the state to understand cash flow?
So generally speaking, so I don't know everybody's cash flow situation right now, but I will say those that I'm aware of in terms of the COGS are able to carry most of what's being asked of them at this point in time. I think things like there are different grants that might come up that are larger than we're used to dealing with that might run into an issue. But at this point in time, at the size of the grants, it has not been an issue. Or I don't anticipate it being an issue. It's definitely not an issue for us. And the ones that I'm aware of that I have conversations about, it's not an issue for them as well.
Now, Pauline, this is Matt. If I could just briefly add a couple things. So John Elsesser, that issue did come up yesterday in our conversation with the OPM secretary. And the extent to which, you know, our scope may be expanded in the years ahead, you know, if we're providing more direct municipal services, that could become a larger concern. So it's certainly wise to flag it. But as Pauline stated, you know, for us at CROG right now, it's a manageable situation. And then lastly, I would add, I think that this is new for us, correct, Pauline, providing the financial report. It was something important to me, and we're happy to take any feedback you might have if there's more information you're seeking, et cetera. But, you know, we want to keep the board informed of our progress throughout the fiscal year.
Thank you so much. Any other questions? All right. Now we'll go into executive session.
Madam Mayor, John Coleman, I move we go into executive session for the discussion of a selection of a site or lease or sale or purchase of real property.
Fred Presti, I'll second.
Thank you. Anybody opposed? All right. We're in executive session at 12:28.
I am going to be the one assigning rooms, so I ask your patience.
Oh, okay.
As I do this, you will and be
Karen,
to join
Karen, this is Matt. Whoops, sorry. I would note for the record that Pauline Yoder and I will join the committee in executive session.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. We needed that as part of the motion too.
That's okay. I should have included that in the prompt, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I don't know how to assign myself. Got it. Okay, Lori. Lori and Mark and Wendy, you are going to get a prompt to join a. You should have gotten a prompt to join a breakout room. Okay, there we go. All right.
All right, so it looks like that motion passed, Mayor.
I didn't realize I was coming back to another room. Hold on. I got to get out of here.
Thank all you right. all very much.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great day.